Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer sitting in for B. Mitch today. Football Talk on 106.7 The Fan is brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. The question we're asking you right now is our B. Mitch and Finley poll of the day. Who do you want to see a quarterback on Sunday? Jaden Daniels or Marcus Mariota? Results right now, about 230-ish votes in. Marcus Mariota at 57%. Jaden Daniels at 43%. I lean wanting to see Jaden. If he's ready to go, I want to see Jaden. What say you guys? 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. I think the big thing is, if you see Jaden on Sunday, I think you can be confident that he is healthy. I think you can be confident that he is ready to go. But I think this team also has the confidence in Marcus Mariota to go out there and be able to get the job done. I think you can see that in how they played last season when Jaden had to miss time. And it's different this year because last year with the rib injury, I think with the rib injury, he was able to get back out on the field right away because essentially, with the extra padding and everything else, he wasn't at any more risk than he already is on being on the football field. I think they can understand that. With a sprained knee, it can be different. It could be something that he is at more risk, and he cuts a certain way, and he feels compromised, or he's not able to trust that knee, or he's not able to drive through it. Maybe it is one of those things, or he could be fine, like JP was saying earlier. Maybe he is ready to go. So, to me, looking at this, I would love to see Jaden on Sunday, and I would trust that if you do see Jaden on Sunday, that he's fully healthy, but I'm also confident that if you have to go to Mariota, that you'll be just fine. So I think either way, it'll be just fine. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. But you said you don't really have a feel on which way. Usually you would have a feel by Thursday of which way it would go. You said, JP, that you don't really have a feel yet of which way it'll go, because I think it will be Mariota.
You think it'll be Mariota? I think that's probably the safer bet at this point, especially because Vegas thinks it's going to be Mariota.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that spread dropped 3 points. That's a direct Jaden to Mariota dip. I don't know if you saw Rappaport's report last night. I retweeted it, and he said they're going to be super cautious. If there's any doubt, it's going to be Mariota. Hearing Rapp say that, I think, adds up, but I also think that might be the message right now. You also wonder what Jaden's involvement in the decision-making process is because he's going to want to play, period.
Correct.
We'll take your calls on this, 800-636-1067. Who do you want to see out there, Jaden or Mariota? Who do you think it will be out there? I think the safe bet is Marcus, especially when Vegas moves the line that significantly. And then, I mean, there's the smaller thing of Marcus addressed the media yesterday. Normally that's the starting quarterback. if they do have Jaden practice tomorrow, Jaden will probably do a very brief media availability tomorrow. Just kind of NFL mandates that quarterbacks have to talk. It's a tricky one, man. I don't know that there's a clear answer. I do know they kind of need to win.
Yes.
And I think Jaden gives you the best chance to win, right?
No question about it. I mean, it's plain and simple. And two, you know, you don't want to put him out there compromised. There's no question about that. But at the same point, Jaden can get it done from the pocket. The problem is, I don't know that you've fully seen him be able to get it done from the pocket through the first two games of the season. So when he's had to be able to use his legs a lot because of the offensive line still gelling, because I do think that unit is going to be good as the season goes on. I just think it's going to take some time for them to gel. But he had to use his legs a lot against Green Bay. You're not facing a Green Bay-level defense when you take on the Raiders. But still, he had to use his legs against New York, and it's not like it was designed quarterback runs. So while I do think he can get it done from the pocket, it's not like he's been able to just sit back there in the first two games and chill and not have to use his legs a lot. So I think that has to factor in. But again, if he's ready to go, I don't want it to be something that you're looking at me and you, JP, and for our mental well-being, just saying, oh, well, sit him a week so we feel better. If he's ready to go, play him. Like, let's go win a football game.
Right. There's no weight. Like, people are like, oh, you know, it's a long season. Yeah, but a win in September counts the same as a win in December, and you need to stack them up as much as you can.
Yeah, and again, like, we don't quite understand, like, it's a sprained knee. Is that something that it is dealing with, something that could get worse, or is it something that it's a little bit sore, right? And that's the tough part about these things. We're not going to really know.
Landfill, what about you, dude? Where you land on the Jaden or Mariota?
I mean, if Jaden's healthy, go with Jaden. But if otherwise, I got to go Mariota. I mean, that's you know, that's me.
Who do you think it will be? You got a feel?
I mean, they had Marcus Mariota do the starting quarterback talk to the media thing yesterday, so I kind of feel like it's leaning towards him.
I think right now the lean is certainly towards Mariota. I think if you are the gambling type and you think it could be Jaden, jump on that.
Yeah, 100%.
Jump on the minus three, 3.5 number.
I mean, regardless, I think they should be able to cover that. But yes, it's just interesting because I can see both sides of it. If you're like, it's week three, sure, I get that because it's a long season and you're hoping to play deep into January, so you don't want to put him in jeopardy in week three. But at the same point, one of the discussions we had all offseason, JP, was this is a difficult schedule compared to what you did last year. This is one of the winnable games on the schedule, very winnable games on the schedule. There's not a ton of them left in terms of there's not a Panthers on the schedule this year. There's not just throwaway games. The Raiders and the Giants, two of the first 3 weeks, were supposed to be some of the ones that you could put some hay in the barn. And while I do think they can get it done with Mariota, you definitely don't feel nearly as confident with Mariota under center as you do with Jaden.
For sure. And that's not to say you don't like your options with Mariota. Cliff Kingsbury described it as, we feel like we have two starting caliber quarterbacks, which is a great way to feel, but one of them's better.
Yeah.
Let's hit Shane is on the line. Shane, who do you want to see this week?
I want to see the healthy quarterback out there. I mean, if listen, we don't want an RG3 episode, right? So this is a long season, and it's for the long haul. This is not a race. It's a marathon. So let's protect our future quarterback. We ain't had one in friggin' 30 years. Let's call it what it is. And I think, look, he's a professional, right? He played good last year. I know he's not been in preseason, I mean, in camp and all that, the practice, because his injury as well. But it doesn't matter who's playing quarterback. That defense has got to step up. I mean, call it what it is. That secondary right now is a question mark, and no pass rush. You saw what the Packers did against us. They got the blueprint. Jordan Love.
It's easy to have the blueprint, Shane. It's easy to have the blueprint, but having Micah Parsons and Rashawn Gary and Lucas Van Ness are a big part of the blueprint. Not everybody has that.
I understand that, but you're going to have guys, JP, that are going to be every Sunday. You're going to have getting studs like that on defense. It's the NFL. And that offensive line right
now.
Not
like Parsons.
Well, they're out there. They're out there. Not like Parks. No, I agree. But every team's going to have a stud on there. And we can't keep using that as an excuse. We got to play defense. That's it. And Lattimore right now is a joke.
Appreciate the call, bud. Thank you.
Alexa, 106.7 the fan.
Was he dropping an ID at the end?
I don't know. No, so what's interesting is, do we know exactly what they said Brock Bowers' injury was? Because Brock Bowers just suited up and played last week. Now, he looked a little compromised. He was wearing a big, bulky brace. Does that play a factor, JP? Like, is it something that if Jaden has to step out there with a brace, maybe you're a little bit more careful and say, eh, maybe not?
When we had the doc on earlier this week, he said it doesn't necessarily – you don't necessarily have to have a brace. Like, it all depends on the grade of the sprain and whether it's a microscopic tear or like a partial tear. Brock Bowers is on the injury report with a knee. Jeremy Chin also on the injury report with a pec. Let's try to see again another call here. Jay is in Upper Marlboro. What up, Jay? Who do you want to see this week?
You know, how you guys doing? I wouldn't mind seeing Marcus. I mean, of course, I want to see JD5, but if he's not ready, you know, of course, let's hold him back. But I think it brings in a bigger question is, like, what's going on with Adam Peters? I think Adam Peters has constructed this roster just in a terrible way. Last year we got away with it because everybody played above themselves, but this year it's really catching up. You know, even the quarterback thing now, Marcus was hurt, you know, the entire preseason. We didn't really make a move. Now, I don't think he's probably even 100% himself. So, you know, I don't know. I'm just not really too big right now on AP. And I know a lot of people love him, but I think that he's kind of dropped the ball.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Interesting. How about this? Thank you for the call, dude. How about this for Pete Carroll? Talking to the Raiders media, said of Jaden Daniels, we have to prepare for him playing, and the bet is that he probably will. They might not practice him until later in the week, but we're going to count him going. We have a lot of background about Marcus on the staff and all that, so we know what his capabilities are, we think. And so we're playing for both guys, but primarily for Jaden. I think fans, there's a disconnect with what the league thinks. And that's why I don't have an opinion on this, because I bet he's limited on the report tomorrow. I bet they run him out there for like four reps so they can say he practiced.
Yeah, I mean, it's something, too, that for what it's worth, all the Twitter docs that look at the video and everything say that he's going to play. I don't know how much stock you put in that, but he also finished the game, right? I mean, he came out of the game. He was limping around at the end of the game, but he finished the game. So, I don't know, last year we didn't think there was any chance that he was suiting up for the Chicago game. Right, I mean, he came off of that injury and then was able to get out there. He's also young. It's one of those things where he's getting all the treatment possible for this. He's had a little extra time. If this were a Sunday to a Sunday game, maybe it's a little bit different, but immediately getting stuff done on Friday and then working on stuff all weekend and then getting ready for this practice this week, where essentially he's been able to get all the rehab and do all the stuff necessary and then he'll get on the field on Friday. I don't know. If they feel like he's ready to roll, let's roll.
Totally. Let's get my man Commandante Tequila on the line. Commandante, who you want to see this week?
I want a wealthy quarterback. Oh, I'm sorry. I want a healthy quarterback. That's my main concern. That's all I want, you know, just a healthy quarterback. Not a wealthy quarterback, a very healthy quarterback. And then
me most quarterbacks
Daniels,
are wealthy.
Yep. So let's play it, you know. We got this game. Besides, Max Crosby, he's on vacation, so he'll be bumping heads with two guys for sure.
All right. Appreciate you, Commander.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening, as always.
I like wealthy quarterbacks, too, because that means they're probably pretty good.
Eh, some of them are just wealthy. I mean, you look at some of these quarterback contracts. It's a good one. It's a good position to get a new contract at.
It is.
We're going to keep these phone lines going. Sean Merriman will join the program at 1 o'clock. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley and Toby.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.